After 10 years of devotion and dedication, BC Forest Discovery Center General Manager Chris Gale is on the track to retirement. His last official day was September 2nd, which coincidentally was the final day of the center's family-friendly event, A Journey of Labor, From the Past to the Present, which showcased the iconic Hillcrest Shea No. 1 restoration, seeing Canada's only geared steam locomotive back on the rails. Gale, who is originally from Maple Ridge, joked that this is technically his fourth time retiring, his first being from Duncan's Save-On Foods where he worked for 30 years, where he also had the pleasure of meeting his wife who he has been with for just over 40 years. Gale said that he had his brushes with the Discovery Center during his time with the popular grocery chain as they were a big supporter of the nonprofit's annual Easter egg hunt and other events. After an engagement that lasted 9 years, Gale and his wife decided to start their marriage on the right track and tied the knot on the rails of the trestle at the Discovery Center. "We stopped the train, and we got married on the trestle about 14 years ago," said Gale. "We had been together for 29 years, and because I was with Save-On Foods, we did a lot of volunteering here. I had asked if we could get married on the train, and they said sure. It seemed like a perfect and easy place to get married and invite our friends to go for a train ride." After leaving the grocery business, Gale offered up some food for thought for 2.5 years as he taught classes in business and computer as well as a few others at Sprott Shaw College. "It was really fun and neat to teach at that level," said Gale. After retiring from teaching, Gale was still raring to go and decided to help out someone he knew by stepping up to work at Canadian Tire for just about a year. On his last day at the store in 2014, Gale was outside burning some garbage and something serendipitous happened. A newspaper page flipped open to the page that was advertising the general manager position with the BC Forest Discovery Center. Gale said the deadline had expired the day prior, but he was quick to reach out and get an interview and the rest is history. "When I started I had a plan and said I'd stay for 5 years, but ended up staying for 10. It hasn't felt like a job at all, it's been really fun and I've enjoyed every second of it," said Gale. Gale said that over his divine decade at the Discovery Center, which boasts just over 65 volunteers, it has been his responsibility that the center runs like a well-oiled machine. The center has successfully raised the attendance from 20,000 to about 75,000, and Gale said they can easily see around 2,600 people for Canada Day alone. They have also doubled their operating budget. But the biggest sense of pride for Gale is seeing the grant-funded wheelchair lift and ramp installed 6 years ago. "I think one of my best memories is getting us accessible for wheelchairs," said Gale. "The thanks and community support we get for that has been unbelievable. We've become way more accessible, and have wheelchair-accessible washrooms that we never had before and now have the lift so that wheelchairs can board the train. This is now a go-to spot for all the care homes who come here 2 or 3 times a week. We also have the Canucks Autism Group come twice a year because we have everything already set up for now, and of course now having the lift for the train makes a huge difference. Next year the center is planning to bring back their Accessibility Day, which is something that they had done before COVID, so anyone who might be in a wheelchair, or is older and has mobility problems get to come to the center for free. We cook food, have live entertainment, and it's a weekend just for them." A couple of other standout moments for Gale include when Prime Minister Justin Trudeau brought his family down for Kids Day, when they were building their Forests Forever exhibit, as well as having 55 ambassadors from around the world come and visit the same exhibit which opened just before the pandemic. "All the ambassadors that came wanted to see the display, so I was invited to the Lieutenant Governors in Victoria and had a chance to meet with everybody," said Gale. "I was looking to get a picture with our Premier John Horgan, and found out later that the guy who took our picture was actually the Ambassador of Sweden, and about 3 weeks later I saw him on TV with Joe Biden." While Gale has countless memories to look back on, he said what he will miss most is the people. "Our visitors are always so happy that we are here, and tell us so often how much they appreciate what we do here, and that really makes you feel good," said Gale. "We have 100 acres of discovery, education, and fun, so if they come away with one of those things, or all three, that's what we want, that they leave here having learned something new, they explored a bit, and they had some fun. Retirement will allow Gale to tend to some of the 150 rhododendron plants he has on his 2.5-acre property, as well as return to music, which he loves. Gale said that once upon a time he used to play drums and sing in a rock band right out of high school, and hopes to hone his guitar skills and maybe even do some songwriting. I'm now practicing guitar like mad because I enjoy singing, and it's hard to sing and play the drums, said Gale. The plan is to get good enough on guitar and sing. I like to entertain, so eventually I'd like to go and perform at some care homes in the area. There are also tentative plans for a trip to Europe in the future, and one to Disneyland, the happiest place on earth in the fall. My wife and I are just looking to enjoy life, said Gale.